Please call over choice.
We are back with another episode of the Art and Love podcast, where the husband and wife team, Rodney and Nadia, tackle topics like pop culture, parenting, and everything in between. So this season is the start of something new, as we have our Facebook family chiming in live on our Facebook page, Art and Love podcast. So we're here every 2 weeks. So if you want to join in and share your thoughts, like and follow our page so you don't miss it. Also, if you have any questions you'd like answered during the podcast, shoot us an email at ourlovepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's for the persons who want to send us something in between episodes. But if you are here with us on our Facebook Live, then you can just drop us something in the comments and we'll get right to it. But if you missed the live stream, this and past episodes are available on all streaming platforms. Okay? So, do you know what tomorrow is? It's Rodney's birthday tomorrow. So, Rodney's birthday is coming up, and we wanted to celebrate with you guys and take this as an opportunity to learn a little bit more about who Rodney is, right? So there's prizes involved as well. But before we get into all of the goodies and telling you what the prizes are, I want to give a shout out especially to Taria. Taria is in the comments and she is just being the sweetest person ever. So hola. Hey, we got Ashley. Hi, Ashley. How you doing? Now we have Andrew. Don't our shirts look good? So this is done by one of our sponsors. They would have said that they had something for us last week before last, during our last show. And so look at what they sent for us. This is so cute. This logo is about to be everywhere, and I love it. Me, Brandon, y'all, we getting somewhere. Growth. Look at growth. All right. So our sponsors and giveaways.
So, because like Nadia said, we are here to celebrate, not just me, but just celebrate life in general. We want to do something slightly different today. So, we're going to have some sponsors, and like she said, some giveaways. So, I'll talk about our sponsors and then what they're giving away. Of course, we have Service Culture Firm, where service is our strength. It's a management consultancy firm with services including web design, resume redesign, and talent management, and so many much more that she does a lot more. And you can check out us at serviceculturefirm.com or Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We pretty much all the stuff.
Right, wow, yeah.
And the prize from Service Culture will be a free resume redesign.
What?
And I'm next, we have Rayless Boutique and Accessories offering a new direction in ladies' apparel. Mm-hmm. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. And for information, email them at info@shoprainers.com. And their prize is a beautiful ladies' bracelet from their professional collection.
I'm very excited about that one.
And then last up, especially you see these nice little shirts we got here from our sponsor To Each Their Own, which is a print and design company. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, or visit their website at tomeachisone242bravo.com and you can browse their inventory. And their prize would be a shirt and an acrylic combo, So something like this, something like this.
Yeah.
And that's their prize.
Yeah. Okay. So we are going to start off with the first game. So that's three prizes. So there will be three games. All right, guys. So we're going to make it really easy. But before we do, hi, Lisa. Lisa's in the comments. She says, beautiful things. We appreciate you, Lisa. You're awesome. Lisa is so supportive.
Very. Thank you so much, my Lisa. Good team captain, too. She's my team captain. My last thing, again, the J Fitness. Get fit with J Spring 2020 Challenge. He's an accidental sponsor. We'll talk later, Jay. Yeah, she is our team captain for Purple Rain. I think we should have won the game second, but that's neither here nor there. So we come back to that a little bit later.
Y'all know just how competitive fitness people are, right? Hi, Samantha. How are you? Hope all is well. Here in the comments as well. Okay, so we have our people rolling in. Let's get started with our first game. And it is super easy, guys. All right? So we're going to get started off with an easy one. Two truths and a lie. Rodney Edition. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the game, it's a classic icebreaker game where the participants try to figure out which of three statements is a lie. Therefore, out of the three statements, two are true and one is a lie.
Yes.
So you can mix them up in whichever order you like, obviously, to throw off your listeners. So everybody got that? Amory, hey Amory, hey LaShanta. So Rodney's going to share his statements. Again,
yes.
Two are true, one is a lie. So the first person in the comments who guesses which of the statements is the lie will win the basic resume redesign from Service Culture Firm. Okay? Everybody ready? Let me know if you're ready in the comments. Rodney, you want to get started?
Yes, so two truths, one lie. You got to guess which one is a lie. Have to type it in the chat. Yeah, three things. One, I have two siblings. Two, I know how to crochet. Third statement, I started reading at a young age.
So I'm just going to pop that into the comments in case you missed it.
I have two siblings. No water crocheting, started reading at a young age.
Okay. So the first person who can tell us. What is that music?
That's the Japanese. I don't know how it sounded. Not echoing it. That's not who, but it, in my mind, it sounded like Japanese. I'm not sure how it came across.
It was like a little spacey. Hi, Jermaine.
Keep the answers coming, guys.
I see the answers coming. It's fair for everybody, you know, friends, family, sponsors, gerbils. You know, if you can type, if you got the opposable thumb, you can answer. So let's see. Marie says he has two siblings. LaShanta says no crochet. Jermaine says,
that's G.
Where?
From Janice and Bruce, Jermaine, that's G.
So, Jermaine says, happy early birthday from Candace and Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, so, Jermaine says, two siblings. So, which one is the lie? Which one is the lie?
The gerbils.
Which
one is a lie? Our guys, I haven't seen it yet, and of course Jay would know the seventh one.
Okay, Indira says the second is a lie. The second would be how Rodney knows how to crochet.
We give it one more minute.
We have an answer. I see it. The first person to answer correctly.
5 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds,
she
3 seconds,
count, y'all.
2 seconds, and 1 second.
LaShanta is adamant that the crochet is it's so jokey.
So let's start off from the top.
Okay.
I do have two siblings. I have a lovely sister by the name of Candace, who Jermaine knows very well. We won't get into how he knows her very well, but a lovely sister named Candace, and an awesome younger brother by the name of Eves. Love them very much, very proud of them, they're doing awesome things.
Good stuff.
Third one, I picked up really, really in college, just Nadia liked Harry Potter series. I wanted to do something different to get into reading the comps with her, so that's how I got into reading. That was a part of reading. My mother's a huge reader, my sister's a huge reader. So that means the third one is a lie. The number two is correct. And then I learned how to crochet. I taught 2 years at a small Christian school, Pace Christian Academy. And the principal, Mrs. Christina, who I love and adore very much, she crocheted just a spare time. So she taught me how to crochet. So I had knit blankets, little receiving things, anything pretty much that I bought. And I still have my needle, some yarn in the cupboard. So yes, I know the biggest idea is
listen, I know how to crochet. If I can get them to crochet my hair, we are winning if I can get them to do that. So the person who answered that question correctly is Ashley. Ashley Hall. Ashley Hall is the winner. So congratulations to her. If I can get them on my hair, like it's over. It's over for you guys. I don't have butterfly locks. Okay. So anyway, congratulations to Ashley.
I do. He's a crocheter. Yeah, mine's been sitting now watching Law and Order, just going down. Just it's very relaxing. If you ever done it before, I do a single needle technique. I know the two needles, a single needle technique, and it's very relaxing. It's something I enjoy doing. So yeah,
I roll your hair straight back, and then I get under the braid, and I do the double knot. Hair ain't going nowhere. That's how I crochet. I don't know. I can't get it with him. So, yes, Ashley, congratulations. Email.
Sam was a close second.
Oh, Sam was a close second. Good stuff, Sam. Got to be quicker than that. Please email us at info@serviceculturefirm.com as soon as possible to redeem your prize. But I have a question for you, Rodney.
Yes.
Before we get into the second game.
Wow, thank you so much on spot. I apologize. Woo!
You are hot, baby.
I'm hot.
You are. Why didn't
this fan is not rotating. And like the fan is oscillating, and it stops in Nadia, and then goes back. That is, it's tempting me. It's like, it's meant to catch radio, and I'm obviously on the periphery of the fan.
I'm on the outside of the fan.
I don't know. But I'm hot.
See, you live bright, so you're all bright. People come with air conditioning built in.
Air conditioning working around.
Anyway, why didn't you enjoy reading at a young age?
Why didn't I enjoy reading at a young age? Like I said, my mother is an avid reader. Like she has books all about the house. One time there was we had a fish line. The fish line broke, added damage. I would say like tons, like maybe 50 books. She still had way more books and so on. So it wasn't a lack of exposure.
Right.
What it was just that she was a big Nora Roberts fan. Big Daniel Steele fan, and being something like that my big sister got into reading too. So she's a big Babysitter's Club fan.
Okay. I love those too. I had all the Babysitter's Club books.
She does. She did as well. So I said, okay, let me pick up a book. And I can remember, I can't remember the name of the book, but I remember the feeling I had when I read the book. So I read this book just to say, read what's somewhere. Pick up the book and I read the reading about some lady doing something. Some guy I heard of, I don't know, it was just one of those kind of books. So I read, and I said, this is like atrocious, but I committed to finishing it. So one time I was about to, I didn't lay down, and I was reading the book. And suddenly time, you just flip the book over, read the back cover, and I was about 97% finished the book. Why the back cover had the plot of the book? And I was like, I was so, like, I felt so betrayed. I was upset, and I was just like, I can't believe I sat in this whole book. And I could have just read the back cover and then had the entire thing. So I had a bad taste in my mouth from then, from reading. And it just never clicked. And what I realized after talking with you, I just read the wrong things.
Yes.
So I started like Harry Potter sometimes. And I watched a Harry Potter movie and said, we tried the book. I remember at a friend's house. And she had the hardcover book. And bless her heart, I never turned up a book. But she had the hardcover book. And I borrowed it. And I read that book like within 2 or 3 days. Like I was like engrossed with it. So I just read and I read the rest of them. At that time, she wasn't finished the series yet. So we read it a lot of times. So that's pretty cool. So being a CLB at the time, they had the chapter one books up.
Yeah.
So every, I would say, week, whilst I was especially second year on in college, I was buying a book. And I read a book a week. And I noticed that some of the authors, you read a different book. And I didn't even realize I was reading a book a week. And I said, I didn't realize there's so much things to read. So I was amazed. And I haven't really put things on since. So.
That's good. Like, honestly, if you've come to our house before, our bookcase, our bookshelf stays full. And we regularly donate books. So that is truly a testament to how much we love to read. Personally, when I was a little short person, but the show ain't about me today. But when I was a little short person, I loved reading. loved reading. Loved reading.
So I printed up, and our kids are like that now. So our kids are big readers. One time I had a job in Abaco for a day. And I worked for a day, went in the morning, came back in the afternoon. And another teasing about it. She's like, when people go to the farm islands, normally they come back with a box of cum, come back with a box of fish, sort of fruit. Something. I came back with a box of books. Like that high of books. Like they had, because they had a church fair, and they had books as cheap as a dollar. So they had the daughters whose books are a dollar
just
a piece.
Like clearing it off the table.
And I got $50 for the books. And I got a bunch of books. So yeah, so that I have a now I have a love for reading. And it's random. So I have things, we talk in our family the other day. I have things from Miseducation of a Negro.
Yes.
Play of the Republic, Boy Laws of Power, to like the Giver, Roots, Little Boy,
Roots
stuff
was a long read.
Stuff of that, so anything, Congress of Narnia, stuff of that, so yeah, so
Yeah, so let's go on to our second game now. Everybody's ready? Okay, so tying into that newly developed love for reading, this game is for the readers. Or if you're smart, you just Google it, but I ain't tell you, okay? Okay. So, Rodney is going to give us his favorite quote from a book. And the first person to give us the name of the author and the book will win the second prize of the evening, a beautiful bracelet from Raiders Boutique and Accessories. So, I'm waiting to see if the people in the chat are ready. Okay. I'm waiting to see that first ready person so we can get started. I want to make sure. Chico says reading is awesome. It is.
Self-help books you do. I have a self-help book to recommend.
This is from the professional collections. For the persons who can see my screen, the persons who are listening, this wasn't even for you because you weren't on Facebook Live. So we want to make sure people are ready. Okay, people are ready. Okay.
So, the quote is, and I just want to put the quote in the chat as well. So she queued it up because just in case you think you can't hear me, yeah, a little reverberation.
Because you know, y'all might be like the baby shower people who play the games and be like, oh, they cheat because that's fine, see? And the moon was too close to the earth. And no, we're going to make sure y'all are straight.
All right, so the quote is this. And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it.
So we're looking for the first person in the chat that can tell us the author and the book. Tell us where that quote is from.
No, I give you a box. Sorry, that's...
Yes, and hold on, before you do, hi, Thalia, we see you listening, we appreciate you. Okay, go ahead, Rodney, backstory.
All right, so how one of the things, again, I picked up that book in college, and it's a book I heard about, like, random people talked about it, random people referenced it, so I said, let me try it. So one thing I did when I was at COB, I took the classics. I didn't read necessarily the contemporary stuff beyond the Harry Potter, but I found the classics, and whoop, chicken
chicken. Rapid fire. But we need both. We need the author and the book.
But you get it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the answer is Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. The Alchemist, Hans, has to be one of the more profound things I've read. I would ruin it for you because I do recommend reading. It's a very short read. But when I came across the book, I bought the book. There's literally one copy of the book on the shelf. So when I bought it, I read it within the night. So I got home around 8. By the time I had to go to school the next day, I was completely finished. And then I lent it to Nadia. I got about it, lent it to somebody else. And I haven't seen the book since. It's literally just about a chapter of the book. Right? So what it means the book talks about is your personal legend. And what your personal legend is that thing you are placed here in this time, in this period, in this space to do, to accomplish. So that's, if you ever had me give any of my speeches, motivational speeches, or just talks, or just conversation, I'm a big purpose person. What's your purpose? Why you're here? And the book talked about a guy who did not know what his purpose was or why he was there. He found out, he went on a journey of self-discovery. Then he found out he actualized that purpose. And then the quote was referenced in the book and said, when you really want something, the whole universe conspires you to get it. And what is the book talks about too is being aware to recognize the signs that the universe is giving you. So when I say sweet, it depends what I'm talking about. I say the universe or I say God. But the thing is, that ties into my favorite Bible verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And to me, those things are two sides of the coin, because it still starts with the things I say we're going to do. So if I say I'm going to do something and I do it, and especially if it's in line with my purpose or something I'm supposed to do, I don't think much things sort of tie into my fraternity side of it. When you join an organization, my fraternities is something you do, they call it line names. Or just nicknames based on how you work. My nickname was Juggernaut. And my line name is Juggernaut. And what Juggernaut is a sophomore crushing force. But the thing that is also synonymous with Juggernaut is that they're slow to start.
Mm-hmm.
But once they start, it's very difficult to stop.
That's right.
And that has been my life's journey thus far. And my things I might be sort of pick on, but once you see me pick on, it's hard to get things up. So yeah.
So again, we just want to say congratulations to Jermaine on winning your beautiful bracelet from Raina's Boutique and Accessories.
To give to your lovely mother.
I mean, if he chooses to give it to some other person, I
know what long it'll be.
I
trust you.
You know who. But yes, please email us or contact us. You have our contact. As soon as possible to redeem your prize. Okay? So how are y'all doing? We gave away two prizes already. See, we don't cut up. Ain't no cutting up. We ain't no slopping up nothing. We two prizes down. Okay, we half an hour in almost. We good, man. We got one more to go.
Giving in a very giving spirit. That's all.
Generous. Yeah. You're the same one who have a plate full of meatballs and the baby shower. Rowing, mm-hmm. Because the game's saying going the way you want it to go. God bless you. You married. Okay. So game number three. Now Chico's say they rob us. This is not junkaroo. Okay.
Game number three.
Name that show. So we have 8 other episodes that are available on all streaming platforms. The first person in the comments that can name 3. Trace. 3.
Uno.
1+1+1. Name 3 other episodes. You will win the final prize of the evening. A t-shirt and an acrylic tumbler combination from To Each Their Own. Again, we have 8 other episodes that are available on all streaming platforms. Hey, Paul.
Hey, God.
The first person in the comments that can name 3 other episodes will win the final prize of the evening, a t-shirt and acrylic tumbler combination from To Each Their Own. Now, y'all don't make up any names. I have the names listed here. So we're going to give them about a minute to give us the names of 3 other episodes.
And one thing was cool, this, even though this is our 3rd live stream video episode, we have audios. We have 4 other audio episodes that are online. Spotify, you know, it's not available. We have Spotify, Apple Store, Apple Podcasts, Google Plus. Literally, you just Google it, which is amazing. But just search it, you can find it out. Mm-hmm. And how we go into it, again, if you're a new listener, because I used to do the radio, then I got a podcast set, and my lovely wife got me a podcast set. See, Toya.
Hi,
Latoya. My lovely wife put me a podcast set to do radio at home because she didn't want me to go to the station one. So after that, I did a few, but the last one I did is a middle child podcast. I had my lovely wife on it. It was such a good conversation. I approached her to say, how do you feel about doing this? Like, exclusively me doing it, not just as a guest on my own. And that's how it came. And it just came one day. And if anybody knows me, or work with me, you know, if we talk about it today, I put things in action today. And I do it, I break it, and I prepare it. So that's how this was, and just kept on rolling, and now that's where you are today. And my wife, being the brain that she is, took it to the next level, and say, you know, let's make this a video thing, Facebook Live. Somehow I was even thinking of doing. And this is where we are now. That's about a minute. Just try to solve it.
Yes. So we have LaToya saying happy pre-birthday, Rodney.
Thank you, man. Talia.
Okay, so Talia came to guys.
With the swiftness.
Like, she was playing.
Obviously, she listened to my story, Talia, but that's a part, right?
So Talia gave us the answers. She says, managing expectations, which would have been last week, the last episode. I can walk on water, which would have been the episode where we spoke about Pastor Stephen Furtick's sermon.
Yeah.
And protect our women, where we spoke about the whole Meg the Stallion debacle and everything else that
everything
was
happening in the Middle East with the Remain.
So those are the three. So ding 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 ding.
Did you continue on to the Ronnie Wonga versus Usman?
Yes.
So this
definitely. It was good.
So Thalia, we will get in contact with you to get your prize so we can connect you with our sponsor, which is one. Make sure you get yourself sorted up.
Yeah. So
she go about to say.
Chico, you just gotta be a little bit of you gotta stretch your fingers. If you just do like your fingers before, like we told you, we warned you. This is a video, so a giveaway. You gotta be fast. You gotta be quick with it. Okay? Yeah, Ashley said, Chico, you gotta be quicker than that. All right.
Yeah, so thank you guys for playing. It was fun. We're not done. It's just that we wanted to get that all the way. One thing is we found funny people hold you hostage to baby showers. Playing games last and stuff like that. So let's make sure you guys get your prizes and let's have some conversations.
So Jermaine says he wants to buy a shirt. Let me tell you something. Let's tell you about our sponsors once again. So if you're interested in any resume redesigns or any of the other services that Service Culture Firm offers, check us out at www.serviceculturefirm.com. Dropping that in the comments. Then you can also reach out to Raina's Boutique and Accessories so that you can find that special piece that put together that I don't look copy and pasted look. So you can reach out to them through info@shopraina's.com. I'm going to drop that in the comments. And then what else do we have? We have To Each Their Own. So if you're interested in any more of your personalized items, you know, make it your own with To Each Their Own. We're going to drop their email on their website. That's To Each Their Own 242.com. Okay, guys. All right. So, Rodney, they're going to eat up all your food and drink up all your rum.
So, let's be sing. Let's have some more conversations. Actually, when we're looking at like talk. So the body ain't done
before. No.
And we were yesterday, like we always do, we were just talking. We just sat on the bench, just talking yesterday. Just one thing I like to do whenever my birthday come around, I like to reflect where I was, where I am, where I want to be. Because I do not take for granted seeing this far. I do not take for granted the blessings of knowing people and experiencing things. And when Nats is like 40, 33, I say, yeah, Jesus. I said, yeah, well, that's us. He died at 33. That's the.
I mean, you know, I don't want you to go nowhere. I don't know. Like, I like you. The life insurance policy is great. However, I really do like and love my husband. Like, I love him. Like, yeah, I love him. Like, I love him in all the senses of the love. But I like him too. Like, I really enjoy his company. This is honestly my best friend. So, I want you to stay around.
And so, even when she said that, I thought I do think of something that, though. I think the person who was. Who are the age I am at now and how they live their life and they are no longer living past of it. So I remember I turned 25, let's say Biggie Smalls, Tupac Shakur died at 25. They live such a impactful life. And then Jimi Hendrix died at 27. I said, man, this guy, you swear and he lived such a long life. And there's a bunch of persons who are killed in different reasons they died. So I thought of something. I said, man, I really would like to make an impact. Like longevity in life as well, but you like to make an impact. And then a universe, and I was doing some work yesterday. A girlfriend of ours, Jake Fitness, who was a singer, and he was like, boy, do something to be remembered. And that was our,
I like that.
That was our thing. So when he said that, and then Nine said, when Nine was about to talk about, we're going to talk about, I just think that's the record.
Okay. So what do you think is so special about this birthday?
just seeing it. I mean, I do really appreciate all my birthdays. Prior, I once again say, I did not see myself at 33, like at 18, I remember, like 18 and 19, and I wasn't much of a vision caster.
Yeah.
In terms of, I could see myself on the road, 20s, 30s, 40s, and whatnot. I'm different now. I definitely can see where I want to go now, but I didn't see that. So now, I appreciate where I am. In terms of stretch, in terms of, like, I got to get it done. I got to get stuff over there. I know I've matured. I've grown. I know my way. I've seen the world is different. Mike Tyson said, it was Mike Tyson, somebody, I think it's Mike Tyson, said, if you think the same way at 20, actually at 40, you wasted 20 years of your life. So the truncate that, if I think the same way at 33, that at 23, then it's 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
It's a lot has changed since then. In terms of why, especially, I can swear with my wife, I can swear my kids, and even though we are home quarantined, even though I'm a homebody in it. So even though I've gotten busier being at home, picking up a bunch of projects, it just lost time to enjoy it. If you have kids, especially small kids around you, they help, they cause you to get sad with your birthday. Like my son just calmed it down, said, oh, your birthday, this, your birthday, that, and it made me feel excited. Because he celebrates me, and so I get excited as well. My daughter's the same way, so that's why it's so fun, it's so special. And stuff like this, now I didn't do this last year, it makes it different. It's the first time. I still have my birthday in this fashion, so I look forward to being different.
It's not much that we could have done, like, given the current circumstances, because, you know, we could have gone outside and get bit up from some mosquitoes and stuff and had a birthday or dinner, or, like, we couldn't go on a trip. I mean, you could, but then there's so many things that you have to do just to get on that trip. It takes away from the experience.
Like, I don't want to give up for, like, I don't want that gift for COVID. So I would keep myself to myself in terms of, so that's what it was. So, but again, I like quality time, but like, that's really my thing. I like spending
time. That's one of his love languages.
So I love spending time. I love spending time with the people I love, the people I like energy with. So stuff like this is awesome for
and
me.
And like, we have like half of our religion in the comments right now. Sally is like, all jokes aside, y'all are awesome. Tari is like, I get you, Nadia, I like my husband. You gotta like them. Like, you love them, but you gotta like them too.
Yeah.
You know?
And then
says, boy, you're old now. When that happens, you see, you had old, what that means? Anyway, I ain't say nothing. Donovan Roll says, Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they are punched in the mouth.
Yeah, and I love that quote, actually, Jamie. And that's something I say often. And my other part to that quote, where I tell persons too, is that, and I remind Nadia about too, certain things you can plan for or prepare for, but it's still difficult to go through.
Yeah.
Like, I say this, you can know you're going to hit your mouth, it still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that taught me to accept certain things in life.
Yeah.
And then that's how I get to be so at peace with certain things, because certain things, no matter what you do, the consequences are the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So you might just accept it for what it is and just deal with it after the fact. So that's one thing I would say I learned in my years, especially in the last few years and different experiences, just that, just accept it for what it is and don't fret over it and just move accordingly. And the thing is, don't feel it, just make it happen. So life is hard. It's a lot of hardships in life, but I'm grateful to go through those hardships in life. I tell myself often, like,
it's a privilege, you know.
It is, because the fact that I go through hardships in life means I have a life to go through.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. The fact that I have issues with my wife means I have a wife to have issues with.
Okay.
The fact that I have issues with the house, or with the car, or my kids, that means I have those things.
Yes.
So one thing, I'm a big perspective person. So it's not that I have to do those things, I get to do those things. I get in the situation. The fact I get punched in my mouth, that means I'm still in the fight.
Yes.
That means I'm not knocked out yet.
You're still there.
I'm still knocking around. So those things I don't take for granted. And those things to me are true blessings. So it's amazing. It's amazing. Like God said, and other people say, it's a boy, what he's doing good. And I don't know what the good is that I'm doing. Like, if I were to be frank, I don't know what it is. I don't see it, because I'm trying to do things. I'm trying to make sure I make the people who I adore happy.
So much that you want to do.
Probably, I don't do it enough. And that's one thing I remind myself, is to stop and appreciate and smell the roses. Say, but you might not be where you are, but you're leaps and miles where you were from.
Okay.
You're in a good place now, so you got to appreciate it. So I always want to do certain things just to make sure. So, Oh, because you know Rodney, you deal with Rodney, it's going to be straight, it'll be fine. And granted, one thing I accept too is plenty of people in hell in the world who probably can't son. Who probably wish take a punch in my mouth. If there wasn't the size there was. Oh, wish you could have tripped down. Oh, for whatever reason.
And trip you down, Rodney, they just signed on the side down. Foot out.
They could kick me down. But I mean, it is what it is. And it's not because I am vindictive or malicious or anything. It's just that you don't do right by everybody. And I accept that. And certain is, and I do repent and I do apologize if I know I've erred somebody. But a natural person will always say that you did something wrong. Yeah. So that's when they always accept it too, is that but you're within a somebody. So always humble yourself and God say you've done that good.
But
and
you then, make sure that you are the hero in your story as well, though.
And develop
that character.
Correct. And that's one thing that caused me to appreciate I need to now worry about how I see myself.
Right.
Because it's one thing to be seen by other people, but it's like, how do you see yourself? Might be Johnson thoughts with a song, like the Man in the Mirror song, but it's just talking about when you have to reciprocate who you are. Like, I heard, I don't know which system it is, but their thing is that when it's all said and done and you go before glory, how you are punished or how you are judged is that you are placed in front of a mirror who you were in life, seeing who you could have been in life. And the difference is your punishment. So whether it's that you superseded what you could have been, then that's your reward. Or whether it's you underachieved what you could have been, that's your punishment. So that's the guy. So I play that stuff in my mind. I say, what are those things that you want to do, that you're supposed to do? And be focused on to say, do those things you're supposed to do. And it's my favorite part of the talents, the serving the talents.
Yes.
Where one servant gets one got five, one got ten.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has different responsibilities. Not real guys, just guys. Say, coming right back. This for you all that coming back. Don't attend on the hustle, eat up with five in the same thing. Draw on one, you say, you know what? Masters be tripping out, and I ain't getting out. I take this, I protect it, and
right.
I can bury it.
And you say it like that, but
Master game back, you know, I see something with us. Master game back, Master, you got 10, you got 20, boom, proud of you, this for you, I double your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Triple your blessing, whatever. Guy, you got 5, you got 10 now, boom, proud of you, double your blessing. God, we got one. He said, what happened to you? I buried it. Why did you bury it? Because I know how you are. He said, boy, you fool. You wasted your talent. You wasted your talents and you took this back from me. So what I say to you, when you go to glory, you're going to be asked a simple question. What have you done with the time, the talent, and the treasure I entrusted you? And I don't want to be like, oh, because like this, churn that, dog this, cap that. No, baby, what have you done?
You know, I got outside, like, what would I do?
Yeah, well, that's it, bro. So I look at all those things, but I think remember there's something. What's it not about? So what how you moving? When you're saying you got a lot of bride, you got your wife, the one who's looking after you, you got your daughter, you got your son looking after you, and you got friends, you have family members who don't even know, realizing that they're looking at you for strength. So you got to make sure you got to be fine. So that's kind of stuff. And again, I don't think that's a burden. I think it's a privilege.
It is.
Now, someone could look at me and say, but he wants to know something, right? I could learn something from him. Because I don't know that I'd be going after that. But I know they're just stumbling forward and hoping with the hopes that I get it right. One of my favorite poems, I give you the truncated version, Top of the Bridge Below.
Yeah.
So the poem of the bridge below saying that this guy, he traversed a river.
Okay.
And he is so difficult to cross the river that he took it upon himself. And he said, you know what? I'm going to sweat and toil to build this bridge. Right? So he built this bridge with his life's work. He didn't see the bridge. He was in a position to use the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But those who came after him had easier passage because he built the bridge.
Yeah.
So I say sometimes that's just what your life is, you know, to make it better for somebody else. And then, you know, of course, he's like, he's sitting in the shade of a tree we did not plant. We plant a tree of a shade who we did not sit.
That's Carlos, eh?
He got it from somebody, probably.
Okay.
Never got it from somebody, but it says, I first heard what Carlos said.
Yeah.
And when he said that, blew me away.
Because it's true.
Like, we doing things that of other people's merit.
Yeah.
Like, I name after my daddy. So because my daddy was an awesome person to people, that's why I don't get rocks thrown at me when I go across the road. Because if my daddy was somebody who used to hurt people, then they'd be like, oh, he's running
something. I was waiting on one of y'all.
I tripped on. I punched him. So, like, but the fact is, not how to happen, call me signs. Oh, you running, boy? Oh, and positively just you. Use vet, son? Oh, positively. Use Kenny, brother? Use his brother? Stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I know because our people went ahead of me and did that. I don't think it will run.
So, listen, we're going to try our best tomorrow to pour more love on you. I don't know if you could take more love because It's really hard for him to work from home now because me and the kids are just there loving him up all the time. All of his attention and his presence, we adore it. We appreciate it. It's going to be different for us to transition back to being fully opened because we just appreciate being so close to you and spending time with you, you know?
I like it too. I wouldn't lie. It's different. I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's very much so different. I do work differently. But it's just that I get to spend this the most. I get to spend time with George. Even though I know I'm busier.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm in the arm's reach, the fact that I'm here showing you guys, the fact that I don't have to drive, you know, that's time I can spend here. And I'm conscious of it in the sense too that I know you guys are my intention for the most part. Like, yeah, I put myself away. I try to put myself away to give you guys. And I wouldn't lie, it's to a detriment in terms of the work in finished as fast as it should be. The project's on finished as fast as it should be.
It's not necessarily that, because
if it's a sacrifice, I'd rather be 2 days late than for you guys to be like, no.
Cool.
So that's the kind of stuff that I need. So
gotta get you one of these. Not this one. This one, no. Mine. But this one. I had it. No, just
I might be talking.
All right.
But really, though, but it has been. It's been wonderful. And if time is rolling, and time is speeding, if the fact is October, I feel like March is yesterday. And now we're in October. My birthday coming in the third grade. Our daughter's birthday is 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And my sorry. So what is hilarious is that I won the share birthday. So when we found our due date was 12. So I said, cool, that's the 12. This is coming 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. I read this 5th. Yeah, and she won't come in after birthday. Why she didn't want to share birthdays?
Nope.
With me at all. So why she won't share birthdays at all? That's can't be better. Oh, that's a sharing the bracelet. She didn't want to share her birthday, so when she came, it really was amazing, and I adore her as well, too. And one thing I remember when I first saw her was that we were in a hospital, and I even talked to her, and I gave a kiss on her cheek, and I'd say, you know, I love you, whatever, and she did this number, just shoved me on her face. I said, cool, that's what it's really up. And knowing that, when I go off on that 7 minutes, one, I'm not meant to be a friend, I'm meant to be a father.
Yeah.
And two is that she needs a space to grow as well. So I can't smother her. I
have
to
be able to grow.
So that's the beauty of our year. So Rain Abigail, pure source of joy. That's our daughter. And our son has come follow through with the love. Ross and the Gregory. He's awesome, awesome boy. He told me about the YouTube channel last episode. But and every time I see his videos, my heart is full to see that he is doing things like that. My daughter as well.
Just do things that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
That's one thing I want to let the kids know. Like, I want you, I have certain things that I enjoy doing, and I let them know I have certain things that I don't enjoy doing. And you're not going to force me to do something that I don't enjoy, and we're not going to force you to do something that you don't enjoy. But if you find something that you're passionate about, be passionate about it. Do it to the best of your ability, and we will support you.
Yeah.
But you got to be the best at it. We can make sure.
Yeah.
If you're selling peanuts on the side of the road, you could be the best peanut seller, and you get it together.
Yeah, you have a plant, you have a farm, you have a factory. So
yes,
take it
to the next level.
And the thing is with them, the best isn't always like a teaching, like that. They have lessons for everyone. Your best isn't always the best of your crew. Your best might be a C. Your best might be 4th place. Your best might be not finishing. But once you can reconcile with yourself, say, hey,
you
did best,
your then best.
But please believe the opposite you will get called on too. I wouldn't share that part of her story. It's so sorry. But
yeah.
Something happened with one of our kids that didn't prepare enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't perform. So when it was distraught, I didn't come to them. I said, did you practice?
I mean,
no. Then what do you expect?
Uh-huh.
So and I want you to learn a lesson you get in life that you put out.
Right.
Some things you can flounder through, some things you can supply, do whatever. But you can't leave that things to chance. I was taught you live by design or by default. So if you don't pick what you want to do, then you just want to default and perform. So be careful and be intentional. And that's what we try to teach all our people, you know? Mm-hmm.
So I just wanna wrap up this episode by saying, because we're out of time. I'm the last time, lady, okay? I truly hope that you enjoy your birthday. And of course, we love you. We appreciate you. And we wish you many, many, many more years to come.
But when I was in church, and he was all in peace in church, this fall, it's the Father, peace is such a like a profound.
Shout out to our Holy Cross Anglican Church family. We love you guys so much.
You see you virtually because I'm not coming to church.
Yeah, we got people around here with comorbidities. So, why is that a part of my vocabulary now? COVID. That's why.
So he's in church, he's in peace, and I was like, try. I can say try. So I went and hugged her and gave her a kiss, and she turned her face and said, Why in the gym?
I
said, use me a poor wife. Then no, we knew his kiss, but we teach her. I know how to kiss her, right? I believe even kiss her. So that's why Jesus said, you want to kiss in front of these people that you don't want to kiss in church. But we love Holy Cross. We doing something with the March ministry, November
20
something thing. They're Saturday in November. So we will probably have a show the day before after that. So we update you on how that went. And you do some of that well.
Thank you
got from it. So thank you guys for the birthday wishes, man. And Thaddeus, thank you for the name.
So Thaddeus says happy birthday. Tyria completely agrees. Thaddeus, yes, I said get your own. This is mine. I love him to beat this. Right. Ashley says she loves it. Thaddeus says happy birthday, Paul Craig Dane. Happy birthday, my name. Ashley says, happy early birthday, Rod.
Thank you guys. I love you guys so much. Guys who are on the same live, and people who are listening in, people who have a chance, who just share or whatnot. I love you. And please, I'm just trying to make you guys proud and everything I do. And say to make myself proud. You are part of me somehow, whether or not you know it. I do take a great deal from you guys. And I do appreciate and honor the fact that I even know you guys. Thank you for allowing me to know you guys and to know you're in the character with you guys. But I appreciate you guys. I love you so much. And thank you, my love, for allowing us to talk with us in this episode. And thank you, Sam.
Yes, Sam says, happy early birthday, Rods. Love you guys. Sam is a sweetie.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Tyra, too.
Tyra says, happy almost birthday.
October, buddy.
Yes. She's the last Halloween baby. So that has been another episode of the RN Love Podcast.
That's kind of really cool.
Thank you. Well, we have the link because we have to drop off your prize. So thank you for tuning in. We enjoyed having you with us. Special thanks to our Facebook family for tuning in.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Rodney. Happy birthday to our daughter who actually listens to our podcast. So that's why we try to act decent. Acting. Who celebrates next week? Emily and Cobra says happy birthday. Chico says happy and blessed birthday. We love you and we hope that you enjoy your golden birthday, Rena. That's next week for her. Happy birthday for Rodney tomorrow.
Thank you, Dee. Appreciate you, buddy. Emily, I know he says it on Mondays. I guess you say Sundays off. Love you, Mom. And I know you say happy birthday before me. So thank you in advance.
Derek says, happy early birthday, bro. Hey, Derek and Lashanta are amazing.
Love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Y'all don't even know.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And stream this episode on all streaming platforms. So until next time, stay safe. All right?
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Until they see you. As Nas hit you on these links in the bio again. Thank you all so much. This means a lot. Great day, man. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys a lot. You see, we listen to you all. I have the hand mic no more. We get the bells now. We got our hands spread. All the stuff in my hands now. We got a little space. So we do one day.
Shout out to my parents for
the Papa Ali and all the stuff, man.
Mr. Neville and
Candy Neville, man. We call you. I know we can talk. So we definitely can let you know.
Yes. Love you guys. Y'all take care, okay? Stay safe. This one is called Lover's Choice. I'm still in love. Let's see it.
Cause love.